Welcome to Larry Reed's America. This is episode G5, G for Guns, and we're going to get back to reviews from my book, Batesville Shooter and Friends. And for a little bit of change of pace, I think we got a lot of semi-automatic pistols to review, but I think after this episode, I'm going to bring in one or two of my friends. Maybe I'll start with one, and because the number of guns that he has, it might take 2 20-minute episodes for him to review them. I think a little change in pace would be in order. I plan on having periodic guests instead of me just reading the book to you. I think it'll add a little more fun to it, get different perspectives. So we'll see. I haven't talked to anybody yet. They might not want to be on, but I really think they will be. So anyway, let's get into, we left off last one at the 92FS, customized by Wilson Combat, Wilson Brigadier. And we're going to start with today is a wonderful piece of equipment. And everything SIG SAR makes is good, but this is a SIG P220. It's chambered in 45 ACP. So I'm going to start reading the review now. SIG manufactures great pistols and rifles, and they are a little pricey. The P220 was introduced in 1976 and is still a popular choice. I believe that I purchased mine about 5 years ago. Through the years, SIG has made some changes. My 220 is a single stack magazine that only holds 7 rounds in the magazine, plus 1 in the chamber. The P220s today have 8 round magazines. The sights are better than the average. The trigger is decent, but not great. It has an excellent grip and good accuracy. I have never hit a malfunction of any kind with any of my SIGs. The P220, in my opinion, is too big for a concealed carry, and I would rather have a higher capacity of magazine for home protection. The 220 has excellent stopping power and is fun to shoot. But again, in my opinion, there are too many other options in the marketplace. This review was done in 2017. And the semi-automatic pistols keep getting better and better. And even though I still shoot my P220 once in a while, I have other SIGs that are, you know, they have double stack magazines, higher capacities, even in a 45. And it's just, you know, if with this 45, if I was picking a home protection weapon, instead of this, I would definitely have that Smith & Wesson 8-round 357 mag that's from, you know, from Smith & Wesson's factory. They have experts at the factory that do these, they work these over just a little better than you would get off the shelf. And I'll tell you, when you have 8 rounds of a 357 mag in a pistol versus 7 rounds and one in the chamber of a SIG 220, I'd go with the 357 revolver anytime. Just, again, my opinion. It is what it is. Okay. And by the way, that review was done in 2018, I think I mentioned that. The next one is one of my all-time favorites. This is a Colt 1911 Gold Cup National Match. Here's a review. The Gold Cup match is one of my favorite 1911s and the first one that I purchased. I was a military policeman in the Army, and the 1911 was my carry piece. Usually by the 15th of each month, I was broke, so I spent quite a bit of time at the shooting range with my Army-issued 1911. One day I was shooting with a buddy of mine, and I told him I always qualified sharpshooter, but just wasn't good enough to qualify expert. He was on the Canal Zone Army pistol team, and he allowed me to shoot his Gold Cup match pistol. It was night and day difference. I said I could qualify expert with this Gold Cup match. How can I get the Army to issue me one? He said it's effortless. Try out for the pistol team and qualify expert with your Army issue 1911. He was a smart ass. I purchased my Gold Cup in 1985, and I'm sure the more recent models have some changes. I don't know how they can improve this pistol. It has excellent balance and sights. The trigger reset is spectacular. And there's some great videos on YouTube on the newer Gold Cup match if you're thinking about buying one. But I couldn't find any reviews on any Gold Cup match on YouTube Gold Cup came out in the 1980s. You know, they're just not there. And anyway, I reviewed this on 2018, and just, you know, marvelous pistol. Here's another good one. This is the Walther PPS, and it's in a 40 caliber. I'll read you my review, and I've got to add some things to this. The Walther PPS chambered in 40 caliber is an excellent concealed carry pistol in a crowded segment. The pros are size, grip, reliability, cost, and accuracy. In my opinion, the cons are the trigger and being a 40 caliber and low capacity single stack magazine, 7 to 8 rounds. A 9mm is a better choice for concealed carry, and Walther must think it is a better option because their newest model, PPS M2, is chambered in 9mm. The older PPS is chambered in 9mm or 40 caliber. The reason the 40 caliber came into existence, I think it was the FBI and several law agencies. They didn't like the recoil and the low capacity of 45 ACP, and yet they wanted something better stopping power than a 9mm. So the 40 caliber is more powerful than a 9mm, and because of the size, one or two rounds more, it can be chambered one or two rounds more. Well, this fad did not last for long because after a while, everyone went back to the higher capacity 9mm. And I'm sure there's still some law enforcement agencies that have a 40 caliber, but I've got a few 40 calibers, and I got a lot of 40 caliber ammunition. I think it's a mistake, and if I were you, I would never buy one. And they're still fun to shoot. And when I run out of 40 caliber ammunition, they'll probably just stay in the safe because it's more fun to shoot 9mm and 45s. And again, my opinion only. Okay, now we're going to the next one. Oh, by the way, that review was February of 2018. The next one's a Glock G22 Generation 4. Here's another one. This Glock G22 is chambered in 40 caliber. It's one of the most popular pistols used by police agencies in the United States. At the time of this review, it was. The reasons for the 60 to 70% popularity of law enforcement are 13-round standard magazine versus 10-round standards for .45 ACP. Now, again, Glock has pistols, .45 ACP, chambers 10. Less recoil than a .45 ACP, more stopping power than a 9mm with minor increase in recoil. I purchased my Glock 22 when ammo was costly and hard to get. Since ammo is plentiful, the 40 is close to the 45 ACP in price, and 9mm ammo is a bargain. The 40 caliber has been in existence since 1990. That review was 2017. Again, the 40 is not my cup of tea, and somebody might just love it. I mean, because I know some people are very accurate with a 9mm, and they just don't like the 45 ACP, whether it's a 1911 or just a nice semi-automatic pistol. They just don't like that recoil. And the 40, it has less recoil, and it's noticeable. It's closer to a 9mm than it's a 45. So the next one, again, this is one of my favorites. Smith & Wesson Victory 22LR. This is the cryptic version, which is basically a camouflage. I have two of them, and I really like them. I reviewed the Victory on December 27, 2017. The reason for another review is this one has a Monstrum red dot, green dot optic that's very inexpensive. It was $30 for this. Cryptic is just the camouflage version of the Victory. The Victory is a great target pistol with original sights or using an optic. Most significant advantage for me using an optic is the quicker acquisition of a target. Smith & Wesson manufactures a great inexpensive target pistol, and it's easy to clean. And the other review is somewhere else in the book, which we'll be coming up with later. This is a great gun. I mean, I would... You use a tool, the only difference in the ease of disassembly to clean, you use a little tool on this, a twist, and you separate the grip and the slide with everything, the optics, and it's a simple process. But with the Ruger, you push a button and you disassemble it. So, okay, next one. Walther PPK. This is a PPKS, and this one's in a 22 long rifle. If you're not familiar with a Walther PPK, the original James Bond movies, he carried a PPK in a 380, not in a 22. Okay. The Walther PPKS, chambered in 22 long rifle, is a high-quality pistol manufactured in Germany. The PPKS is fun to shoot, very accurate, and inexpensive. I believe you can purchase the PPKS for around $350. Now, this was a review done in 2017. I don't think you can get one for near the price now. The Walther P22 is the most popular 22 long rifle pistol in the world. That is not the PPKS. That's another one that I'll be reviewing later. I reviewed that pistol in 2017. The P22 is less expensive than PPKS, but I prefer the PPKS because it's a little heavier, easier to field strip, and it's a clone to the PPK chambered in 380. Use quality ammo with the PPKS and you will never have a problem. The 22 long rifle ammo is very inexpensive today. Basically, it was 10 cents a round at the time of this review. And I have so many rounds, I really don't know what the price of 22 long rifle is today, but because I think I've got about 12,000 rounds of 22 long rifle. So let's move on to, this is an interesting one. Okay, this is a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. This is chambered in 380. If you're picking up any noise on this, it's pouring down rain outside, and I'm in a metal building. So anyway, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380 is a subcompact concealed carry pistol that has some pros and cons. Pros, it's a pocket or purse pistol and has a laser sight. It's very inexpensive and has a Smith & Wesson quality. The recoil's moderate. Cons, the accuracy is okay at 21 feet. Beyond that distance, not very good. The pistol has a single purpose of concealed carry. The Bodyguard is not a home protection gun, and I don't care for the trigger. The slide is stiff for some older people and anyone who has a strength problem with their hands. My opinions are probably in the minority. The Bodyguard has been a very popular concealed carry pistol. I carry a Ruger LCP pocket holster in the summer going to some local destinations in Batesville because I figure the trigger is so much better. And again, that's my opinion. In my opinion, 25 feet is a reasonable range for this type of pistols. That review was done October 28, 2017. Neat little gun, and especially some people are just, they don't want anything other than a Smith & Wesson, and it'll do the job. It's not my cup of tea. And it's kind of stupid to say that because I bought one. But anyway, let's move on to the next one. Here's a Glock 30. This is a 45 ACP, and it's a subcompact. I'm not a Glock hater, but I do not do well when I'm shooting Glocks. It's not something I look forward to at the shooting range. Glocks are incredibly reliable, easy maintenance, and you will hit body mass. I'm not a fan of Glocks, and in my opinion, it's in the minority. Most people that I know love Glocks. I'm thinking about sending one to Wilson Combat for some customization, and maybe I will be more effective and enjoy shooting them. I don't like the 30 for home protection because of the 10-round magazine capacity. And for concealed carry, I want something smaller. I fired 20 rounds of rapid fire at 30 feet, and like most Glocks, I tend to shoot left. Three ejections out of 20 rounds hit me in the middle of the forehead. And I'm sure there's more improvements on the, you know, like on the Gen 4 model. I think this was a Gen 2 or Gen 3. But, you know, mine... this review was 2017, and I think at the time it might have been 5 years old. I don't know what it is with Glocks, but, you know, most semi-automatics, when you're firing them, they're ejecting the shells to the right. Glock ejects them all over the place, straight up in the air, straight back at you. And every Glock that I have never gone through two magazines without one, two, or three hit me in the middle of the forehead. And I would not ever, never shoot a Glock without eye protection. And I learned after a while, I won't shoot a Glock without a hat on. Okay, we're at the 20-minute mark, and I said I was going to keep all of the gun podcasts to 20 minutes, and I want to stay at my word on that. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. I think maybe after this podcast, I may have one of my guests from the book on to review some of his many weapons. So thanks again for listening, and God bless you. God bless you, America, and I will talk to you on the next podcast.